This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Ukraine says the EU and G7's $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil will destroy the Russian economy. The United States unveils the B-21 Raider, a high-tech stealth bomber that can carry nuclear and conventional weapons and is designed to be able to fly without a crew on board. French President Emmanuel Macron visits New Orleans, a U.S. city emblematic of historic Franco-American ties, to promote the French language and conclude his three-day visit to the United States. Prince William honors climate change innovators during a star-studded ceremony in Boston at the culmination of a U.S. trip overshadowed by a race scandal and estranged brother Harry's Netflix series. A group of Australian MPs will leave Sunday for a five-day visit to Taiwan, a spokesman for one of the politicians says, risking China's ire just as Beijing-Canberra relations appear to be thawing. And in the U.S., employers added 263,000 jobs in November. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that report.
This is a strong jobs report.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
It indicates that there's still very robust demand for workers. The problem is there isn't enough supply of workers to fill all the open positions.
And this report is not what the Fed wants to see when it comes to inflation.
On the one hand, this is a report suggesting that the economy is continuing to grow. It's good news for American workers, but yes, inflation is a problem that's still very much with us.
Which means the Fed will be looking at increasing interest rates again at its next meeting in the middle of this month. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is VOA News. In the U.S., FBI Director Chris Wray has security concerns about TikTok, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The video sharing app is extremely popular in the U.S. and is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance.
All of these things are in the hands of a government that doesn't share our values and that has a mission that's very much at odds with what's in the best interest of the United States.
Speaking at the Ford School of Public Policy in Michigan, Ray says content could be manipulated.
It gives them the potential to leverage the app in ways that I think should concern us.
Ray also says data on the app could be used for traditional espionage operations. A TikTok executive told a Senate hearing in September the company protects all data from American users and Chinese government officials have no access to it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And in other news around the world, the Myanmar junta handed out at least seven more death sentences this week, bringing the tally of those on death row to 139. That's according to the United Nations. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire says Washington's $430 billion plan to spur climate-friendly technologies in the United States must be seen as a wake-up call for Europe. Major oil producers are expected to stick to their current output strategy or even slash production further in the face of falling oil prices, a Russian oil price cap, and an embargo on Russian crude shipments. Police in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, say they arrested and charged with murder a man suspected in the killing of rapper Takeoff, a member of an influential hip-hop group, Migos, who was fatally shot last month. And also in the U.S., far-right U.S. conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who has been ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion to the families of victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting, declares personal bankruptcy. Australia take on Lionel Messi's Argentina in a World Cup showdown, while the United States looks to ambush the Netherlands as the Cup's knockout rounds get underway. And experts and politicians say that Ischia, the little Italian island hit by a deadly landslide last weekend, is a victim of geography and weather, but also of illegal construction, and that contributed to the damage. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.